I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week we have a show. Last week we didn't have a show. I'm going to start off with some water this time so my throat won't dry out. It's always annoying when it does that. Anyway, last week I was called away on a family business. Actually, my father-in-law had a problem that he ended up in the hospital, and so we went up to Virginia to see family up there. So, he's out now. Everything's good. Sounds good there. However, because of that, I wasn't here, which meant I couldn't do a show. So there you go. So that's why we didn't have a show last weekend. But this weekend, we're back on track. Okay. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Doesn't work without the finger. You got to have the finger going, rotating. Anyway, so I announced that there was no netcast last weekend. However, I did refer you to a Chromist that I did get edited and put out there, which was, should you buy a Chromebook? So if you have not yet seen that edition of the Chromist netcast, because I want you to be a Chromist, then you should go check that out and find out whether you should indeed consider buying a Chromebook, buying and using a Chromebook. It's not just good enough to buy one and put it on the shelf somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Got to use it. All right, you may have been aware, probably you were aware, that Windows 10 is out. And I am using Windows 10 on this laptop that I'm holding right here. Off the table. Let me put it back on the table. Otherwise, it's liable to fall on the floor or something. But it is running Windows 10 successfully. And it even has the standard menuing system, which I am okay with. I'm not excited about, but I'm okay with. It does have a start button. It does have a menuing system. Yeah. But I still prefer Classic Shell. So, if you have upgraded to Windows 10 and you're just not quite getting used to the menuing system, go ahead and download ClassicShell.net, as it says there on the screen, because that will help you. It will put it back to a more classic menuing system, as the name implies, ClassicShell.net, and I encourage you to do that. I did that on my other PC, my regular desktop PC, because I just couldn't stand it. But it works very well, and they have tweaked it. The newest version has been tweaked for Windows 10, and it works very well. All right, now, Windows 10, however, since it has come out, has initiated some issues. There have been people, for instance, that have been upgrading to Windows 10 and finding that their PC reboots over and over and over. As a matter of fact, the Game Master told me this morning that his PC has been rebooting in the middle of the night. Now, at least it's not just rebooting over and over and over and over and over again. It's just sometime in the middle of the night it reboots. Weird. But these are people who went through the upgrade process using the, you know, they got prompted, don't you want to go ahead and upgrade? And so they upgraded, and they're the ones that seems to be having the problems. I have downloaded the files to do the upgrade, and so far I haven't had any problems doing it that way. Okay, so I don't know if there's a difference. Probably there isn't, and it may strictly be your hardware. I know some people have had problems with video drivers and things like that, but anyway, a little word to the wise to be aware, okay? But this particular article is talking about Windows 10 scam, which encrypts files for ransom. It's ransomware. People are getting, you know, infected with ransomware. Just days after Microsoft released its latest operating system, hackers have begun targeting soon-to-be Windows 10 users with an emerging kind of malware. Cisco's security researchers are warning users against opening email attachments purporting to be from Microsoft. The ransomware malware, which encrypts files until a ransom is paid, is being sent as part of an email spam campaign. That's bad. So basically, don't read your email. Just don't pay any attention to email. That'll work. Anyway, so that's a problem. Now, Microsoft has decided, this is something Microsoft is doing for real, they have decided to charge for the DVD player. So if you try to play a DVD in your new Windows 10 box, it will come up and say, "Hi there, you need to buy a DVD player from us." Right. It's about $15. And I would advise you strongly to not buy it. Are you kidding? Pay Microsoft $15 for a really, really sorry, buggy, practically demo version DVD player? No. VLC. There is the URL right there. Write it down. Make a note. Try it on the screen. VLC player. Come on. Download that. Install it. You can play your DVDs to your heart's content and not have to pay Microsoft any ransomware. Now, it's not really ransomware, but you know what I'm saying. Come on, guys. Anyway. There's also a zero-day exploit. I have a video on the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And this video will show you a firmware bug, malware, that can infect your Mac, even across Wi-Fi, and it will brick it. Whoa! A zero-day exploit that can brick your Mac. That's bad. Just in case you're wondering, that equals bad. All right? Until this zero-day exploit is dealt with by a patch, I'm not even going to open my MacBook Pro. I'm just going to leave it alone. Wow. I don't want it bricked. So, next item. Next item is Boxy project has officially been stopped. Boxy, as you may be aware, I actually have one over there. I can see it laying in a box, no longer being used. I even gave one away on the show to a lucky, quote, listener. They were lucky at the time. It was a cool product at the time. But they were bought out by Samsung in 2013 for $30 million. Okay? Now, unfortunately, Samsung has killed Boxy, and they fired all the people on the Boxy team. Dude, it's harsh. Even the former Boxy CEO, Avner Ronen, left Samsung as well. They were trying to perfect the TV experience, they said, but they got canned doing it. Ow. Now, you may know from what I've told you before, I now have a Google Gear watch. Okay, it's the LG G Watch. And since smartwatches have started selling, like the LG Watch and the Apple Watch and so forth, regular traditional watch sales have tanked. That's bad for traditional watchmakers. So all you folks out there that normally would buy traditional watches have said, "Ha, I'll just get a smartwatch." That's what I did. And apparently that is a problem in that it has affected traditional watch sales last month. They were down 11% from last year this time. Yike. So it's been a tough time for watchmakers lately. Regular old watchmakers that don't have shiny, sparkly things going from your phone to your watch like a smartwatch. Just regular old watches that tell time have had issues selling recently. Whoa! Thank you, Fred. Fred, of course, reminding us with that drum roll that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is CyberDuck. I'll drink some water to that. Yes, CyberDuck. With the cute little CyberDuck logo. It's a cute little rubber ducky. But what it is actually very cool. It's an FTP client. Now, I usually use FileZilla for FTP. But CyberDuck will do FTP. However, what I got it for is that you can attach to your Amazon S3 cloud files as though it were an FTP source, and therefore you can upload and download files to your Amazon S3 area. Now, it has a fast FTP core. You can edit files with your preferred editor. You can distribute your content in the cloud. It supports Amazon CloudFront. It'll support Google Cloud Storage, Rackspace Cloud Files, Amazon S3 for the rest of us. Because here's the cool thing about CyberDuck. As cool as it is, it's totally free and open source. Now, I have purchased a program that will allow me to do S3 files and save stuff to the cloud. And it wasn't a lot of money, but it was some money. Well, CyberDuck will do it for free. Dude. So that's amazingly worthwhile. You can browse with ease. You can transfer anything. It supports web dev, advanced SSH features, integration with system technologies, and it is licensed under the GPL. Dude. It's very cool. Now, I have one for you. For you people that like to play, and I know you do, because you're geeky like I am, and that's this. Once you have upgraded to Windows 10, you have the capability with the secret code that I'm providing you on the blog to go into God mode. What? Yes. This is weird. You create a folder on your desktop like you normally would, but then you rename it, and for the name, you give it this special secret code. And it turns that folder into a special folder that has all kinds of options in it that gives you God mode. Gotta love Microsoft. Now you have to paste the name in exactly as it's listed there in the blog. All the same spaces and capitalizations and the period and everything has to be exactly right. So go to drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Find this secret God mode for Windows 10. Highlight and cut out or copy the string and paste it in, and you'll have God mode. Dude, I'm gonna do that right now. I'm gonna highlight it, just like that. Copy it. I haven't done it to this PC yet. I'm gonna go over here and create a new folder, and for the folder name, I'm gonna paste in that string, and the icon changes color and look, and you have God mode. I open it up and it says create and format hard disk partitions, defragment and optimize your drives, diagnose your computer's memory problems, edit group policy, and on and on and on and on and on. All kinds of things you can do with God mode. Dude, I like secret tricky things. It's cool. So there you go, your secret tricky thing of the week. We had our Geek Software of the Week. This is the secret tricky thing of the week. I don't know if I'm going to do that regularly.
Okay, well, that was embarrassing.
Here I was talking about secret God mode stuff on Windows 10, and I ran out of space on my memory card and my camera, and it just went and stopped. It's like Microsoft was trying to keep me from telling you about the secret God mode feature. But I managed to delete some files off the memory card, and now I have some space left. Wow, that was weird. Okay, last item for this week. Threw me for a loop there. What happened? Oh, there's my water. I was wondering what I did with my water while that was going on. Thought I dropped it on the floor or something. I'd have been sitting in the middle of a pool of water. That wouldn't be good. Okay, anyway. Last item this week is very important, and that is LibreOffice 5.0 is out. We're now out of the 4 series, and we've gone directly to 5.0. And it looks good. Very modern looking. So I encourage you to download it. I downloaded it immediately and installed it. And I like it a lot. It is a powerful office suite, clean interface, powerful tools that let you unleash your creativity and grow your productivity. LibreOffice embeds several applications and make it the most powerful free and open source office suite on the market. Writer, the word processor, Calc, the spreadsheet application, Impress, the presentation engine, Draw, our drawing and flowcharting application, Base, our database and database front end, and Math for editing mathematics, which you may do, but I don't. There you go. So this was released August 5th of 2015, this year, and it's for you and it's free. So you should immediately download it and install it on all your systems and spread the word about LibreOffice 5, particularly people that are still using OpenOffice. Go ahead and get them switched over to LibreOffice. They'll love you for it, and you'll appreciate the fact that you've done it. Telling you. So all kinds of good news this week. So remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.